completely. And we also need to make it very specific why we've done this. Because otherwise we're just going to have millions and millions of so-called models of nothing, with no reasoning behind them.
Yeah.
One of the things that I think that we can do, Rachel, and following from Dominic's suggestion, we can begin to encourage and put pressure on the developers of software solutions and other strategies to automatically embed in their files the various metadata. We've already seen that with photography. If we put more pressure as people purchase these things, perhaps some of the metadata process can be increasingly automated. That's at least definitely possible.
I think it's, oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think it's, yeah, I think I got my video turned off.
Okay, everyone, this is Ruth Cringham.
I'll turn it on. I was thinking that it's really a question, going back to Dominic's question of why one publishes the 3D models, and I think that this is a really important point that came up in the survey responses, which is, do we consider these models as interpretation, as in other kinds of textual interpretations, or are we considering them as presenting raw data? And this is coming up also in this conversation. And there are difficulties in publishing, for example, just getting away from 3D modeling, there are difficulties in finding venues for publishing your source data from archaeological excavations. And in the same way, I think some of the 3D models you're discussing are trying to say that they are also source data. And I think we have to consider, are these models actually presenting themselves as source data, like photographs, unannotated photographs, as opposed to annotated and edited photographs, which could get into the realm of interpretation? Or are we considering these models as interpretation? And I think the reconstructions are definitely in that realm. And so then it becomes, to what extent do you have to present how much of the source data for the interpretation do you have to present as public knowledge? Or if this is an interpretation and therefore its sustainability is not going to have the sort of rigorous requirements as the source data, then that becomes a different kind of publication.